realms of Senith.
I thought we did kill Bander, or we didn't do it with his heart or something.
No, you killed Bander.
His heart was in that giant thing that the water elemental took out, right?
Yeah. Alita, you're examining that, so why don't you go ahead and give me another check, history or alchemical tool proficiency if you have it. I don't think anybody does. So yeah, history.
History. Okay. 16.
Let me find it. Snowflake.
Is that really what it means?
No.
I was about to celebrate, like, oh, there's one that actually is what it looks like.
That is a symbol for heat.
Opposite, so it's the exact opposite of what it looks like.
Yeah. It's anneal. To heat and allow it to cool slowly. You would also be familiar with these symbols because they are on the runes to the portal device that did take you to Bander. Those runes you inserted into the device.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you guys did find, maybe we didn't find his heart up until it was there. So is this place where we found his heart, whatever these symbols are?
Yeah. I think Erevan destroyed it. He smashed it in the ground or something.
So Bander is dead then.
We can be like, hey, we avenged these dwarves.
In the meantime, what's everybody else doing?
Checking out the talking gargoyles, I guess, because they were like, let's chat later.
Yeah, this one was talking to Alita.
I did want to loot the golem that we just destroyed.
Okay.
Find anything?
So like the previous golem, you find a gem embedded into his chest.
I know anything about this gem?
Not specifically, no. The last one, I believe, was used to... I can't remember who did the memory thing. Was that Maeve?
Yep.
Okay, I think I remember that.
Are these gems that'll fit into her spear, or do we not know that yet?
They don't seem to.
Fit?
I'm gonna have to cut it down a bit. You have a jewel crafting tool with you, by chance?
I don't think so.
I have a flute.
Match it.
Got some thieves' tools. It's technically thievery, right?
You see Wily eyeing the gem pretty hard at some point.
Does that have something to do with the fake slingshot?
He does seem to be gripping it pretty hard as he's eyeing that gem.
So it might just sort of sleight of hand hide it away somewhere.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Let's talk to these gargoyles now. And Maeve's over at a chest. Should we ask the gargoyles before we open up another crazy chest?
Oh, is that a chest? Or is that artifact that we had?
Oh.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Artifact. Yeah.
Okay.
So you notice that our gargoyle is inanimate at the moment. What were we going to say?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to say, do they say anything? I guess not.
No, it just seems to be chilling.
What about, go ahead.
I was going to say, what if we take the device back over by him? Because maybe he was talking because we had the device over there.
Okay.
Nothing.
Hey, what about that knight that's there, or that other creature? I don't know what that one is. If it's just supposed to be a skeleton or something.
That magnesia, when you get close to that gargoyle, starts to glow. That symbol in the center there.
He's electrolyte deficient.
So this right here just looks like a set of armor that's been perched.
Oh, anything good?
You would think not. It's very old. You don't recognize any of the emblems in it. However, oh yeah, I keep forgetting maybe you actually use that thing. So yeah, one of these banners seems to be a Tarshan banner. Was there a question that I missed?
Well, I don't remember what Tarshan is. Or were those things just skeletons, or is it something different? The gray figure.
Oh, these things. Okay. Mm-hmm. Tarshans were the thing that Maeve had memories of. They were the people that were fighting Bander's empire.
Okay.
As for these, this right here looks a bit like a fish person.
So like a statue of a fish person?
Yeah. Yeah, life-size statue of one.
Okay.
This one over here looks like a person. What was that?
That's somebody yelling, Mom.
Okay. These look like statues of creatures and people. How do you inspect them? Like, do you just stand at a distance and look at them, or do you go up to them?
I don't really have Arcana, as a player. I'm suspecting it might be, a spell or something, but I don't know how to determine that. I'm still inspecting the gargoyle and playing with the magnesium thing, touching the button. So I think she's doing the stitches.
All right. Well, when you touch the magnesia button on your device, a ray of light comes out of the device and circles this gargoyle.
Does he move or talk or anything, or is he just
He's just lit up.
Like, whoa, man. I was totally lost.
I don't think you've missed too much. They figured out that these are life-size statues of, people and fish things.
Wily was fascinated by a gem that Alita hid from him. That's what he missed.
Are you still there, Alita? I think she might have stepped away real quick, or her thing's muted.
Yeah, I thought I only went as far as I could still hear you guys, but then it went out anyways. I really can't go very far with this thing. Sorry.
So, Wily, are you at home, or?
This is the coolest gem that I can't see where to go.
Are you commenting in the game, or?
I was told I was fascinated by a gem that was hidden from me.
Oh, yeah, Wily, so you have a sling, and then you decided that you don't really like it that much. Did you prefer something else?
Did I say I didn't like it?
Because it only does a D4.
Oh, yeah. Let me log in the computer. One click.
Really, it doesn't do anything, but...
Yeah, wasn't it an imaginary sling?
Yeah.
So were you inspecting the statues still, Alita?
Yes. Did we figure anything out that I missed?
Well, I was going to have you roll an arcana check.
Okay, what is my arcana? Okay, 15.
Okay, you think this might have been a living creature, and it's polymorphed, or not polymorphed, but turned to stone.
At one point, though, it did talk to us, so it seems like we got to be able to do something to get it back to that point.
Oh, you're talking, were you inspecting the gargoyle, or like the statues off to the side?
This one, sure.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I was answering about this one.
So do we think that one could come back from its state?
Yeah, there are different types of magical spells that could restore somebody.
Do we have that kind of...
Is the spell magic?
No, I think it's like stone to flesh or something like that. I can't remember.
Would Amir know like how to fix that? Or maybe our cleric?
Amir and Philip would know that they could probably use restoration, but they don't have access to that spell yet.
Don't worry. There's no chips this session.
And do we think we can bring the gargoyle back to talking by using our device?
I got him glowing. Did it bring up a menu when I did that, or he's just glowing?
It was just glowing, and then the magnesia was glowing. And then when you pressed it, it lit up around, it like did a flashlight effect around the gargoyle.
So a Gatorade?
A Gatorade. Did I say Gatorade?
No, well,
saying, yeah, magnesium deficient.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that has magnesium in it.
Yeah, as you're inspecting this closely, this flesh to stoned person.
So lifelike.
Yeah. The gargoyle over here starts to animate a bit around its mouth and says, please step away from the prisoner.
Oh, my.
That's a hardcore prison, like being stoned forever. What'd he do, man? What'd he do?
He came in uninvited.
Oh, Amir, you got our invitations, right, man?
Yeah.
totally have a ticket.
He goes over here in the corner and you see him like scribbling something.
Uh-huh. Just one moment. We got it.
Wily, you don't want your... what would you rather have other than a sling?
I think my sling's cool. I'm just not good with it.
What are you good with?
I don't know.
Well, do you want, like, a sickle, maybe?
No, a sling's fine.
All right. That sling turns into... halfway into a sickle.
That's weird.
Imagine what that looks like.
I think, are you guys seeing this?
Yeah, they are.
So it's like a sling on a stick?
You know, it'd be really cool if maybe we got a gem.
Oh. It's a slot machine.
I kind of got tired there in the middle of, you know, trying to give you a better weapon. Maybe you can ask the shiny one over here.
All right. You want to see the gem?
Yeah, what's the gem, man?
I reach behind your ear and give it to you.
Whoa.
She does magic now.
It was in my ear? Whoa. This whole... I don't know, man. I must have licked a frog or something because some stuff is happening.
It's kind of red and shiny, right? Like a strawberry?
Oh, gotta lick it. Does it taste like a snozzberry?
No, it tastes like a ruby.
Ruby flavor, my favorite.
You should definitely eat it, though.
Wait.
I eat it?
Girl, you can roll a charisma save if you want.
Jesus Christ.
This thing is worse than the edibles.
3.
Yeah, you're compelled to eat the ruby.
I eat it.
Wait, I don't think that's what it was for.
It was my favorite.
You're depreciating its value.
It's a little rough going down. I'll give it back to you in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, you have a sickle in your hand now. It says, there we go.
A sickle.
I mean, do you want something else?
Does it, like, harvest wheat?
Yeah. I mean, I'm really good with wheat.
Is the sickle talking to me about this?
Yeah.
Oh, thought it was you this whole time. Yeah, man, I don't know, man. Sickles are cool, like, but I have, like, killer claws, man. See? And I make my hand, like, my cantrip. I need something I can hit things from afar, like a distance, man. That's what I need.
Should give him, like, one of those lacrosse stick things where you can just, like, fling things like a sling, but epically?
Addle. I don't know what they call those things.
I don't know. I don't play lacrosse. I just know that it looks cool.
A high-lie thing?
So can you use a bow? Do you know how to use a bow?
No. The only thing that's really distance is the sling.
Yeah, but that's so boring, though. It has to be. What about a javelin? I'll come back to you.
Have you seen a sling in action? Like, hold on.
I mean, he kind of looks like an Aussie boomerang a thing in this game.
Yeah, do you want a boomerang?
Boomerang? That might be neat.
All right, your sickle turns half into a boomerang. Oh, if only there was another gem around here.
He already ate a ruby. What more do you want from this man?
Oh, I get it, man. You need... Oh, okay. I got this coin. I hold up a gold coin.
Oh, that looks pretty delicious too, doesn't it?
It does.
You can roll a charisma save to not eat it if you want.
I'm not going to say. I'm just going to eat it.
Okay. All right. You have a boomerang.
Can you try it out? Like, is this actually going to do something? Or is it still just completely fake?
You're not fake, man. You're right here.
You're holding me right now.
That's what I'm saying. What's your name?
Well, I mean, we just met. I'm a little hesitant. I'm a ship, though.
You're a ship. Oh, okay. All right.
I've been to a lot of places.
I mean, we all kind of, like, are on a journey, man. And I'm just happy to be a part of yours right now. So, we're good. All right. Well, when something happens, maybe we'll, I'll throw you in the mix or something.
Yeah, like I said, I'll come right back to you. It's just really hard to throw stones because I feel like I'm losing gems when I do it.
Ah, yeah, I can understand that. It's like PTSD, but with gems.
Yeah, I almost fooled you before, but like fighting a golem, I actually had to throw gems. And
you did? Know. Oh, we don't want that.
No, in order to hurt the guy, yeah.
Okay, well, cool. We'll try the boomerang.
Okay.
So what kind of, like, hard metal poisoning or, like, toxicity is he going to be dealing with in a few days?
Hopefully there's not a lot of zinc in rubies.
See, I don't know how to make these golems talk unless they feel like they need to, apparently. Like, to tell you to get off their prisoners.
Right. I'm not sure they're good guys.
I'm not sure.
Thinking they probably work for Bainder.
If only I were smarter and knew how to turn them off. But I can only make them glow.
I should note, like, have you said that out loud, Maeve, to everybody around you?
Yeah.
Okay. Nobody else actually saw that light up. Just you.
Am I going to be eating gems now, too?
So if I come closer, will I see what she sees?
No.
Oh. Has she? Okay, but she told us about the glow.
I'll be like, yeah, look. And I'll push the magnesium again.
Not seeing anything.
That's interesting.
Boop.
Who said that?
The gargoyle, because you're both just like standing really close to it.
We're admiring a work of art.
Can you tell us more about what's going on here?
I think you kind of got most of it. We're guarding prisoners. The golem captures people and then puts them in cages or whatever. I mean, see those stone people? Yeah, you were just looking at one. Then we just make sure they stay there.
How do you feel about the fact that we just disabled the golem?
Well, I was not advised to defend the golem or do anything about that. I'm just guarding prisoners. That's my only job.
We're not potential prisoners. We cool, bro.
Well, anybody is a potential prisoner, but no, as far as I know, you didn't get captured.
Nobody puts Maeve in the corner.
What's through these other doors?
Never been. I know this one down here, and it points with its lip down to the southern door. That's the one that's most used. The one over here hasn't been used in a long while. lots of noise comes through that door sometimes, though, anyways, even though we haven't seen anybody come in or out.
You wouldn't happen to know the door codes, would you?
Nope.
Would you tell me if you did?
Nope.
Thought so. Well, it's sad that these guys are stones now, but I have a feeling that there's not much we can do about it at this present time, so maybe we could try opening one of these doors.
Mm-hmm.
So do we want to go through the noisy one or the well-trafficked one?
Hmm, what do you guys think?
So this is written by this skeleton here?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
That was something we were discussing before you got here also, was that we actually already found that location when we went through that portal and fought Painter and destroyed his heart.
Oh, okay.
It is the same symbols that portal used.
Okay. Is this a prisoner too?
Yes.
That looks like a harpy.
Fish person, I think he said.
Kind of a harpy, yeah. Good job on your nature roll, Wily.
To do the harpy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you recognized it.
Yeah, I rolled an 18 anyway, so I just knew I would know what it was. So yeah, I'm down for whatever, man. I really got to try out this boomerang, though.
We might need it, because I remember last time we went through a door, we needed your, at the time it was a sling.
He's on a journey of discovery, and I'm just here to help him.
So where does your boomerang want to go?
That's a good question. Hey, man, like, if you were to journey to a not-so-used road or a very main thoroughfare, which one would you go to?
Well, I have to be quite careful not to give away too much of your adventure here, or what my purpose is, so...
Oh.
Maybe you can advise me, like, what are you trying to do here?
I have no idea, man. I don't even know at all. What are we trying to do here?
Well, if you're trying to get gems, the north door might be where things are.
No, then we can keep it going on your journey. Gems are north up here.
Probably a bad idea to follow the gems, but let's do it anyway. Anything laid up when I stand there?
No, except for the soapstone.
I mean, that counts as something. I push it.
Wasn't that the same click one on the door. For the other door?
Yes, it was.
So what happens if I push soapstone?
You hear a click on the door. You hear it unlocking.
Okay.
Suppose I'll try to open it.
Oh,
beer pong?
Huh?
Not beer pong?
No, it's not beer pong. Okay, in this room, you see those tables set up with mugs sitting there.
So it looks like a mess hall, maybe?
Possibly, yeah.
I want to investigate for traps before I step in too far. Because the thing said to come in here. I rolled 23.
All right, so you're not seeing traps, nothing obvious right off the bat. However, you do notice as you're investigating that there are claw marks near the door.
Inside or outside?
From inside.
Would I know what kind of claws made that, like the size of the animal or maybe anything?
Roll a nature or survival check. I don't know which one that would be. Probably survival.
All right, that's better for me. I got a 28. I have a plus 11 one survival.
You've seen dinosaurs before, right?
Yeah, I can turn into one.
Right. Okay, that's what I thought. Something about that size made these claw marks. That would probably have about that shape.
Oh, man.
And there's different ones. There, it looks like it was a pack mark. And then, the boomerang says to you, oh, actually, I might have been wrong about which way to go.
Yeah, this, I think you're
right. This doesn't look like the right way.
I think you're right, man. I'm not going to tell the group. I'm just going to chuckle to myself. Like, oh, man, what are we doing?
So, since I'm investigating and also have survival, can I roll that myself?
Yeah, you can.
He seems to get a little chaotic when he eats gems. Oh, I crit that for 26 total.
You don't recognize the exact animal that made it, but you can tell that it had to have been something pretty ferocious and fairly large. Probably a medium-sized. And you also notice that there's different creatures that marked it. With that survival roll, you probably would guess that this is territory marking.
So just a heads up, some sort of big, nasty territorial creature frequents this area.
Just lizards, you know, big predatory lizards, just lizards.
Why are you laughing?
Because it's funny.
Oh, I don't see any gems in here.
Yeah, I mean, dinosaurs don't really like gems.
Dinosaurs?
unless they're like dragons, but those aren't dragon marks.
So what's in the mugs? All these different colors. Can we tell that?
Really gross stuff. Like, it probably used to be drinkable. It's like sludge now.
So this area looks kind of abandoned.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look, it's more rubies.
Yeah?
Yeah, drinkable rubies.
No, that's not a ruby. You think I'm crazy or something?
I was just wondering, you know, how far the listening to others in your head goes.
But you can't hear them? I hold up the boomerang.
I don't
roll perception checks, everybody, as you're looking around.
I was just going to say, I don't know if I want to hang out in some dinosaur territory, but okay. Oh, yay. I rolled a 1.
9.
Mine's 7 total.
That was a lot of 18s in a row there.
Yeah.
Was I supposed to roll a perception check too or something?
Yeah, if you wanted to, but or you could just talk to your boomerang for a while.
I got a 14.
Okay. Amir kind of hops up on this table and then puts his hand out and starts like touching the ceiling.
What you doing?
And he says, some more of those marks are up here on the ceiling.
Oh.
And Philip says, yeah, I can see. I see several tracks. They seem to go over to the east there.
Do we want to continue fucking around with whatever these creatures are? Or double back and go the other way?
Yeah, I'm not sure we have any reason to mess with these creatures.
But Maeve and Grungar and Amir simultaneously, you hear like a really high-pitched sound. It's almost painful in your ears, but it doesn't actually do anything mechanically to you.
Retreat.
Is it just their location or the size of their ears?
It's the size of their ears.
What do your elf ears hear?
Yeah.
Grungar's gonna grab Wily, drag him along.
But they're supposed to be like gems and stuff.
There's no gems here, let's go.
Sorry, Boomerang. These guys are no fun.
Let's try the other way. Does the soapstone light up again?
Yes, it does.
I push it. I push it good.
As you push it, the gargoyle next to you is gonna say, I was really curious what was in there. I was kind of hoping you guys would stay.
Maybe we'll tell you. Oh, it looks like a
library. Do you whisper it so that he couldn't hear?
I whisper because it's a library.
Oh, okay.
Oh, what is that?
Should we look for traps?
Oh, yeah. I got distracted by all the books. 21 investigation for traps.
You think there are no traps here at the entrance area?
Is that an egg?
Yes.
I want it.
With the orange thing or something else? Oh, that thing. Okay. It's a big egg.
How do I investigate the egg?
It would be a nature check.
I need to stop rolling 20s for skills so that I can keep them for combat. Do I have nature? Oh, yeah. I have a 28.
Oh, damn. This is a dragon egg. From what you can tell, it's probably a green dragon egg.
Are green dragons territorial? Are these notes about it?
They are definitely territorial. Are these notes about it? No. But you would find notes here as you're perusing the books and all that. And there are notes. Oh, if you're talking about right here, yes.
Yeah.
For some reason I thought you were talking about over here.
No, I saw this little like journal right next to the table with the egg on it.
I'll be right back.
Okay. Yeah, flipping through it, you see that there's experiments that were attempting to tame the dragon while it's still in its fetal state.
Is it named how to tame your dragon?
I was trying not to say that, but I'm glad you did.
Low hanging fruit.
Comes with an instruction manual. We should take it.
Are these shrooms?
Yes, they are.
Ooh, what kind of shrooms are they?
The purple ones are glowing, so they're bioluminescent.
They're the good ones.
These are just like normal ones. And then there's like this weird glowing green stuff here as well.
Can I check it out?
Yeah. How are you checking it out? Or what is your goal here?
I'm gonna tame you.
Can I tame these mushrooms?
I would think they were somehow used to try and tame the dragon egg or something, right?
I want to know if I will survive if I eat them.
Those aren't gems.
That's true.
However, these are looking mighty gem-like.
My precious.
All right,
It would be a nature check to figure this stuff out, but you'll also have to give me a charisma check at some point.
My charisma is 12.
Okay. Go ahead and do your nature check on these things.
I was too distracted. 6.
I can assist. I know nature things.
Okay. Go ahead and roll again, Wily.
Yeah, my nature is only +3. 8.
Okay, you have no idea what these are, but you want to go eat one of these flasks.
Eat the flask?
Yep.
That's a bad idea.
I don't know, man. That looks like glass. Why do you want me to eat that?
Take them away, Maeve.
I mean, they look just like that ruby, really.
Can I like try to restrain him so he doesn't eat glass and die?
And I'll grab them and
jumps on the
hide
table.
Them somewhere.
So I see them coming to take him, and we haven't rubbed me wrong yet. I try to eat it really quickly.
All right, roll a dex check as everybody tries to stop you.
We're wrangling this a contestant toddler.
To see who, if he gets the flask first, or if you guys manage to intercept it.
So we have
it.
To roll one too?
Yep.
I got a 7.
Oh, you just have to beat a 7.
Mine's 20 total.
All right.
Oh, mine's 20 as well.
Oh, come on. We're not, you guys aren't going to play keep away, are you? Because I'm not going to say it, but yeah, well, in the Feywild, like, there were some monkeys that used to do that to me.
No keep away. They're just gone.
It was like the worst day of my life.
They're just gone completely.
We're not playing. We're just saving your life. It's no big deal. I mean, I almost wanted to encourage him to eat the mushrooms instead, even though, you know, I'm not really usually a drug pusher.
Boomerang dude doesn't like it. He likes gems.
Yeah, those weren't gems, though. So the cartographer in me is very interested in this stuff over here.
These are astral maps, like star maps here, as you're looking through them. Not from the perspective of navigating by sea, either. As you're looking through them, you think that they're literally like maps of different stars and pathways between them.
In space.
Mm-hmm. And navigation by them while in space.
Interesting.
Go ahead and roll. You said your cartography. Do you have like cartographer's tools?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and roll that.
What kind of a roll is that? Oh, I just rolled a 1.
Okay, yeah. You can't figure it out anyway.
These are worthless version. Mine are way better.
Where's the planet? All right, what's happening next?
I'm contemplating whether finding a dragon egg is something that we should take immediately back to the king and queen.
So do we think that it's the dragons that are stuck on the other side of that prison trying to get to their egg?
Oh, there's a thought. There have been a lot of hints about dragons. Like, we picked up a dragon axe, for instance. So what's the flaming ball of fire on the other side of the room that I just noticed?
As Wiley, you're walking that way, you think through the corner of your eye, you saw somebody out in this hallway.
Whoa. Oh.
Give me 1 second to bring them up. Oh my God, I have too many tokens.
Oh. He's the devil and he shall appear.
Your kingliness.
Hey, can I come in?
Really suspicious.
Ask him for gems.
Just carry that kind of thing around, right?
It's hard to catch up to you all. All right. And then he has like his sword out and he's like, all right, I'm ready to go. What are we doing?
It's really weird because I was just thinking about going to see you because I was wondering if you might be interested in a dragon egg because we found one.
What do you think we should do with it?
I don't know. They're probably going to come and like attack us or whatever.
Omelets.
I really want to do some sort of check on this guy. I'm not convinced that the king just randomly showed up.
I kind of am.
Yeah.
He's that kind of guy.
You're like, he's got the same smell.
Plus he wanted to like activate a portal in the middle of his wedding reception. He really, really wanted to come.
Go ahead and roll a perception check, Alita.
Where's my perception? Okay, 20.
Okay, 20. All right. He looks fairly realistic. So the second thing I'll have you do, which is probably what I should have had you do to begin with, is a wisdom saving throw.
Is he a dragon? Oh my God.
16.
16? All right. He says, ow, oh, you think I'm not real? As you're like poking at him to see if he is an illusion. No, I'm here. I'm here. It's kind of hard to sneak in to Razor Castle. Especially with Maeve's very good work.
But how? Why?
I want, you know, in the history, all the good kings, they were out in the field on the front lines of battles and they earned their crowns. And I just need some experience, just one adventure. That's all I'm asking for. And this is like the greatest adventure. So I feel like I need to earn my keep. How can I be a good leader if I'm not willing to lead, so to speak?
You didn't run into anything dangerous on your way here?
I found some elephant guts.
Oh, sorry about the smell.
What'd you say, Alita?
Sorry about the smell.
Oh, sorry about the smell. Yeah, I mean, there's kind of a scorch mark back there.
At least it wasn't the mummified guts that we also left in our wake. Yeah, no, I'm kind of just, like, standing here smirking, like, almost laughing, because I, like, half expected this at some point, that he was going to try and sneak on our adventure.
He says, what in the world is this?
Don't touch it.
He's like, no, I've read enough adventure books not to touch it.
Do we learn about the dragon egg?
I don't know.
He's leaving it up to you guys. He's over there looking at thing.
Did we take mushroom samples?
Probably. If nothing else, Wiley will want them when he's done with his gem lust. I'm going to take my device over to this fireball thing.
Hey, Wiley, here she comes. Get ready. What? Get ready.
I'm ready.
Let's take it. Let's take the flask.
Okay.
Without her noticing.
It? Okay. All right.
I think I see it over there her pack, right
do
over there.
Do we hear him talking to himself?
Okay.
Yeah, all you can hear is him talking. Like, where is it?
What's going on, Wiley? Hey, look, I have some mushroom samples. You want to hang on to these?
Hey, what's that?
The mushroom samples.
No, up there in the corner, behind you.
The dragon egg? You can be the one who holds on to that.
No, look at the corner, look.
What corner?
Right behind you.
You see a spider? Look. You should go get it.
Yeah, I see it. Look.
Maeve, what's happening?
I don't know. He's acting shady. He looks ready to eat you.
Okay, well, what's this thing over here?
We'll have to get it next time.
Yeah.
On your guard. You've got what the goods that he wants.
Is now a good chance?
Yeah. I'm going to try to slide a hand, Maeve.
I don't have them.
You took one and she took one, right?
I thought she had them both.
Wrong.
Oh, okay.
They're gone. I told you, they're just gone.
Hey, I think she took one, so I'm going to try to slide a hand her as she walks by.
Okay.
I'm going to slap him.
I have a +0. It's not going to go well for me.
What do I have to roll in, like, 12. To counter his...
Perception.
You could probably beat it with your passive. I got a 12.
Yeah, I rolled a pretty high one this time. Apparently when it counts, I can see things. I got 25.
It wouldn't be passive. It would be passive perception, wouldn't it?
Well, even that is 16.
Yeah, see?
All right, yeah. Maybe you definitely see he's trying to quietly grab at the flask.
I, like, slap his hand away.
When she catches me, I'm like, ooh. I look around like nothing was happening.
I slap his hand away and I'm just be like, do you want to die?
No, I mean, no, but I was looking at it and you guys took it away from me and I just kind of wanted, you didn't even look at it, you just took it away and put it away.
You can't eat glass.
You can't eat glass.
You can't either.
I mean, are you sure about that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to study this thing and watch the device while I'm distracted with Wiley over here being a toddler.
Yeah, if that's fire, we could throw the glass in there and have it melt.
That might cause some issues of its own, though.
Roll a... No, actually, you don't need a roll. So as you get closer to this, you have no idea what this is. It is surrounded by fire, but it's definitely an illusion. It's not a real fire happening there. This is also an illusion, the rock up here. And you catch orbiting around it are two rocks that you recognize as moons. Moons that you could see from Orventa.
Is this like a model, I hope?
That would make sense.
Yeah, so the fire is not real. It's probably not going to destroy those flasks. Those moons, though.
As you get closer to it, magnesia glows again.
Can I poke it?
It lights up one of the moons, a spot on one of the moons.
Are there, like, symbols on this?
No, it just lights up that spot.
Hmm.
Kind of like what it did with the gargoyle.
Yeah, but no, like... menu to go further.
Let me reread this. Hold on. Yeah. Okay, so the soapstone one lights up.
Can I poke that now?
Yep. So when you press that one, you hear a distant rumble. You would recognize it as that outer door where the funnel heads came in from.
That's like up on the ship?
Yeah, in that first level that you came in from.
How do we hear that?
It's just like a distant rumble.
So this is probably what was supposed to unlock it. We used, like, a quick key on it that Galita had.
I'll check it out.
Does it seem like a good idea to let him off by himself?
Send somebody with him? George or something?
I don't know. He's behaving bizarrely.
George, go after him.
So right here is, like, a ladder or something? How do we get up there?
You could probably try climbing up there.
Is the door open or something? Is that what we heard?
Yeah, that door that let the funnel heads in is open.
I'll head back. It was closed before, right?
You see a group of creatures looking at you, Wiley.
I look back at them, and I try to calm them. Easy, easy.
George comes back and says, the door's locked.
Well, wait, George, don't move.
George isn't with you. He goes back to the main group.
The door is locked.
I think we need Maeve's device then.
Go ahead and roll up initiatives.
18.
Mine's 16.
Grungar gets a 20 for initiative.
Let me add you guys also. And to initiative. So maybe you can update it in a second here. Should be able to now.
Our king only has 4 hit points?
No, I haven't put his information in there. That would be terrible.
Really terrible.
Dies from 1d4 emotional damage.
All right, what do we got for rolls? George.
Where is this happening?
Back in the sand room, just across the hall there. All right, this one is going to step over here. George is going to run back into the room. Grungar, go ahead.
So this is going on in the hallway?
In the very first room with the mummified war elephant.
Oh, all right.
Maeve 16, right? What was Alita? 8?
18.
What did Wily get? 15?
I cannot see anything to the north of Grungar.
Yeah, the door is locked and shut.
Oh. Well, then what the fuck are we supposed to do?
Probably need Maeve's device to open it again.
Are we able to move freely or no?
On turn, but... Everybody's waiting on Maeve, basically, I suppose. Wily, you were 15 for initiative?
Yep.
Okay, so you're in place. Is that your turn, Grungar?
Yes. Grungar would dash over here.
All right, Alita has already moved up there. Is there anything else you're going
to
do?
I feel like we need to have that egg with us, right? Oh, maybe the flask. I've, like, hidden it somewhere in the library, so it's not on me anymore.
Oh, you don't want it on you anymore?
So that he can try and steal it again doesn't seem like a great idea.
Okay, I'll move it in a bit. Thinking about going to grab the egg instead of running out there?
Well, I think I probably would have just already picked it up, right? Because I was in there with it. And grabbed the egg on my way out. And
there you go.
I thought the king would think it was cooler. He's all like, yeah, you guys can do whatever.
Is that your turn, Alita?
Oh, I guess. Is that a turn? Okay.
Because sure. You moved out there.
I mean, you can... I think you basically just used your movement, so you still have an action.
Well, I don't know what I'd do. The door's not open, right? So I could ask this...
The gargoyle?
Gargoyle. There we go. Ask him, hey, did you see what's out there?
Oh, I thought you wanted the door open.
Oh, thanks. You just opened the door for us.
Yeah. See, you've used...
Okay.
15, 20. You've only used 25 feet to get there.
Okay. Should we go? Can I see Wily out there?
I'm not sure if you can.
Hey, Wily, are you out there somewhere?
Yeah, this is not good.
Okay, we're coming. And I'm gonna peek out there, see what I see. Guys, I see at least 3 predators. And Wily's on the far side.
Anything else?
Should I be trying to strike at this closest one?
It's up to you.
All right.
You can see Wily, though, yeah?
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
I should have, a really far vision, so...
All right, you know, like, how they try to tame bulls where they put their pinky and thumb out and, you know, wiggle it? You kind of see Wily. Huh?
Hey, Crocodile Dundee.
Oh, yeah, Crocodile Dundee. Yeah, he's, like, doing that to these predators. It looks like he's trying to tame them or have them back off, so... I don't know if that affects any of your decisions, but that's what you see over there.
Okay, so are they all looking at him right now?
All of them that you can see except for one, which looked at you when the door opened, which would be this one.
So you're thinking, like, if I attack, there's no chance of them getting tamed, or...
These do not look friendly.
Yeah, I'm probably just gonna see if I can attack. Does 13 hit, though?
No.
That was not a good roll. Okay, I'm gonna do my next. Okay, 22.
That does hit.
13 damage.
Is that your turn?
I guess I have all these other things. Maybe I should. Yeah, okay, let's do the stunning. Well, I'm probably too far away to do a stunning strike.
Yeah. I was assuming you were throwing your weapon.
Right. It says when you hit with a melee weapon attack, you can spend 1 key point to make the target stunned until the end of your next turn. Fails a con saving throw.
Yeah, it says melee weapon, though. I think you're using it as ranged.
Okay. Yeah. Yep, I'm done.
That's all it can do as it double moves to you through the rough terrain. We've got Maeve.
So I gotta get moving. Going to dash... By the way,
do we think these predators are what made the claw marks in the other room?
If you're asking me, it's probably a good guess.
I'm just wondering, like, if they're, are they big enough or the claws look like it, you know, if they look around the right size.
Yeah, you would imagine they're about the right size.
So is it possible to shoot through Maeve, or not Maeve, but Alita in the doorway, or do I need to wait until I get in there?
I'm going to flatten myself against the wall here.
I'll let you. Yeah, go ahead.
Is it like disadvantage or whatever?
No, no. It would just normally it would just increase its AC, but go ahead.
It is an 11 plus 8, so 19.
Yeah, that hits it, even with the cover.
Guessing not sneak attack, because no melee to give advantage. So 9 piercing?
9 piercing. What did I just take 9 from?
I don't know, but I was shooting the Dauntless Predator.
Yeah, I think I took it off the right thing. If somebody's randomly missing 9 hit points, I'm sorry. Is that your turn?
Yeah, I moved and did a bonus dash and shot. That's my turn.
Wily.
Sorry, Boomerang, bro. I gotta do something different. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Turns into a sickle. It's like, oh, shit.
that's cool and all, but I'm gonna turn the wild shape into the Quetzalcoatl. Oops, that's not what I wanted to do.
Stop snooping.
At least we were already in that room. I think I'm too big. I don't know. How big is huge? This?
Huge is 15 by 15.
Okay, so this.
Yep.
Okay, so let's put me on it. I want to fly. Yeah, about like that, right?
That's what it would be, yeah.
Okay.
So if he just flew over here and out of the room and we close the door again.
Everything should be attached.
I have the ability flyby on this creature.
Okay.
So I'm going to fly 5, 10, 15, 20, and then swoop back around 25, 30, 35, 40. And then I'm going to attack this predator with a +4 to hit. I'm going to use my inspiration because I want to hit it. I got a nat 20.
Oh, no.
If I flew at least 30 feet, which I did, I do my normal attack, which is 3d6 plus 2. But if I threw at least 30 feet, I do another 3d6 damage. It was 66. So you want me just to double it, or do you want me to roll 12?
Go ahead and roll 12 if you want.
Plus 2. 44 points of damage.
That thing does not look happy.
I am too big to go, and I'm going to go... Oops, sorry.
So many things to attach to one another.
That's my full movement of 80 feet.
Okay.
That's my turn. That was my bonus action, and movement.
Now, this is only like a 15-foot high room in some places, so you're pretty tight to the ground.
Yeah, I'd imagine so. I'll just land here, right?
Okay.
No, I'm not in the air. I'd have to, like, they'd still be able to reach me, right?
That's what I was asking.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you could also go up in this area here, up that tunnel.
Go on, like, perch there.
Yeah, you could. But if you don't, this thing's going to teleport to you.
Yeah, I didn't think they'd teleport. So, yeah, I thought it was difficult terrain. So, that's what I would have done, is landed.
All right, it's going to take 2 attacks. One's a 12. The other, I think, was less. 13.
12. 12 is just miss, and 13 is my armor class now.
Oh, so that hits. Okay. 19 damage.
19, okay.
Slashing.
Yeah, this thing has 30 hit points. That was over half.
Yikes.
Okay, you do notice that it's, Wily, it can't see. It's a blind creature, so it's finding you by echolocation.
No, it's like a bat dog.
And the reason why I knew you were there was probably because you landed and made vibrations. It's like a graboid.
A graboid, that's a good reference. It's a graboid.
This one also is going to attack the bird because it looks delicious. 14's a hit.
Yep.
19's also a hit.
Yep.
So 15 damage with the first hit.
That drops me out of wild shape.
So does the next one hit? 19 would hit your druid, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, 16 damage to Wily.
Oops, shit. I deleted my token.
Oh, just hit undo.
There's an undo?
Yeah, hit control Z.
Oh, okay.
Let me detach you from things. Yeah, should be good to delete the bird.
So how much did they do?
16 damage.
Okay.
Would have to have been moved up to hit you, though. All right, that's its turn. King moves, so that's the next thing's turn. That's going to take 2 swipes at Alita. And where's it at right here? 21 hits Alita, I'm pretty sure.
Uh-huh.
And 22 as well. So you take 21 damage and then 14 damage. Teleport.
A lot of damage.
12 misses Druid, right?
12 misses, yep. Armor class 14.
Teleport here. It's going to take a swing at Maeve. 11's a mess. 9's a mess. So Grungar, go ahead.
Grungar is going to take a couple swings at the thing that just teleported in front of him. Give me one moment. That will be a 21 and 20 to hit.
Both are hits.
Grungar is going to Divine Smite at first level. It's going to be a total of 17 slashing damage and 12 radiant damage. And that is Grungar's turn.
I think he's just going to swing at this thing and be like, "Excuse me, your gargoyle." It's a mess. Eldren, take two swings with him. 19's a hit. Okay, go ahead, Alita.
I'm going to try and finish off the one behind me first, I guess. 21.
That's a hit.
Okay, 8 damage.
And it's dead.
I'm going to pivot and attack the other one. Oh, or maybe not. 14.
Nope, that's a mess.
Can I move like this just to be out of the way, or?
Yeah, you can get by him. This is technically not supposed to be a square you can stand in. It's just supposed to be the doors or walls next to each other, but this made it easier. So yeah, is that your turn?
Well, I mean, I did land an attack. I should be able to do something. I should be able to do like the unarmed strike as a bonus action. Let's do that. Oh. Well, 15, is that enough?
No, it's not.
Sorry. Yep, I'm done.
Okay, this one is going to teleport this way. Could take a couple of swings at Alita. 15 hit.
Oh, does it? I've got 16.
Okay, then it does not hit. Then 12 misses as well. Go ahead, Maeve.
So what you're saying is that guy's technically 5 feet from me, not 10? Or are we pretending like that square is a square?
We're going to pretend like the square is sort of a square. But yeah, I mean, you really want to hit him without moving? That's fine.
Well, I don't know how to like move through there with him blocking the doorway. Would I have to like push him out of the way?
Just do the same thing Alita did, which is just do it.
Okay. I guess I'll drop my bow and push through there and attack him with my rapier.
Okay.
Well, let's say just 20 to hit.
Yep.
22 damage.
Okay. Is that your turn?
Hold on, I just got in this room. Let me see what's going on over here. Gonna disengage and go there.
Okay. Wiley.
I'm out of wild shapes. I'm gonna provoke.
From all of them?
Just these two.
From two of them?
Yeah, from these two, yeah.
Yeah, one hits for 15, I think, right?
Yeah, 15 hits my armor class, yeah.
21 would as well, then. Looks like 28 damage.
Oh, good lord, that's a lot. I might change things. This is a difficult terrain, too, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to shoot this one with the ice knife.
Okay.
Actually, I should probably do something different, not let him hurt like this. How big is a 10-foot radius sphere?
Whatever point you want, 10 feet away
right,
from it.
Right here, because it'll hit me. I'm going to cast Wither and Bloom on all three of these.
Okay. Yeah, you'd be able to finagle that.
Would I be able to hit myself too, right?
If you want to.
I do.
Okay.
A 10-foot radius sphere centered on the point within range. Each creature in that area must make a con save or take necrotic damage unless they're immune. And the DC is 16. Ouch, good rolls. They all take half.
That was all. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, that was really good rolls.
Yeah, that was all ridiculous.
Right. One creature of my choice in that area can roll one of my hit die, and I regain every for each slot above the second. Well, I'll just do the damage first. They all take 10 necrotic.
Did you already have that?
Yeah. Yep, it was 20.
Okay.
Another hit dice can be spent added to the healing roll, increases by 1 for each slot above second. So I cast that at 4th. So I can do 3 hit die, and then those hit die are plus 8. So I'm going to roll one of my hit dice to heal. I can do up to 3 of them. And that's my turn. I'm going to do that now, though.
Okay. Teleport. To attack, anyway. Let me make sure that...
I like that they each have their own adjective.
They actually get advantage after they teleport. And that one's a bunch of misses. Aren't full. So maybe a 1 hit. 22 hit Maeve's AC.
Yeah. Unless I can use inspiration to make him reroll it.
I don't think that's how inspiration goes. Lucky does, though.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm thinking about.
Damage. 14 damage to Maeve.
I'm going to uncanny dodge that.
Okay. Have him come in to attack that thing. Straight Predator is going to take a swing at Alita. 16 hits her AC. 11 damage to Alita. Can it still move and everything? Like it can come attack you?
Oh, yeah.
All right, another multi-attack situation. 11, 15?
15, yep.
8 damage.
8 points of damage. I'm at 59.
George and Grungar. So go ahead, Grungar.
Okay, that's a lot better. Grungar is going to move up to Alita and use Lay on Hands on her to heal her for 39 hit points.
Okay.
And that would be his turn.
It's 39?
Yep.
That puts Alita at 52. That was his turn. Alita, go ahead.
Thanks, Grungar. Feeling much better. Well, I'm going to attack this predator. 21.
That's a hit.
Okay, 10 damage, 20, 8 damage.
So 10 damage for the first one, and then 8?
Yeah, yeah. Let's try let's try that stunning strike and see if I can stun it. So do a con saving throw, DC 14.
They fail, so they're stunned. Or were you asking?
Yeah, they're stunned. That's great.
Okay. Did you have another attack? I can't remember if you've done two or three.
I think that's... Well, I don't know. Does that, like, count as a monk weapon? That's one, a monk weapon.
The one you're using?
The astral spire?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I could just add this unarmed strike at the end?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Okay, 23.
I can't remember if you get an advantage when something's stunned, but I think so.
Okay, so that adds... Do I do damage twice?
No, you just get the roll twice in case you get a critical hit.
Okay. Oh, roll that one. Okay. Nope.
Okay.
Does it do anything on the damage side?
No, it's just normal damage then.
Okay, 7.
Okay, well, that's half his remaining hit points. Is that your turn?
Yes.
Okay, it's turn. It's stunned, so Maeve, you're up. And I'll add that what's happened as Lita was going there is Philip grabbed the sturdy predator and dragged him into the other room, and Amir's bonking him with the mace he has. It's up to you, mate.
Does that provoke opportunity attack from Grungar?
No. It's only when they move willingly out of your space.
That's what I thought.
I'm going to draw a dagger from my, what is that called? Bandolier? Is that what that's called? And whip it at that, is it just Predator that is by Alita?
Yep, it's the original Predator before the other ones got put on the map.
So that's 20 to hit.
That's a hit. Did you roll at disadvantage if you're throwing?
I did not, hold on. That one's higher, so 20 is the lower. And would that count as sneak attack for a thrown weapon?
If you're within the range, yes.
It's 20 and I measured it, it's 15.
Oh no, it wouldn't because you're disadvantaged.
Oh right, fair enough. So then that is 3 plus, it's not a plus 1, so 3 plus 4 is 7.
That's what you needed anyway.
Alright.
How's that for a normal weapon from a rogue? That's pretty good.
Yes, then I swing back around with my rapier drawn and grr at the guys in front of me.
Wily.
I'll also grr.
A lot of gurring echoing in this room.
Yeah, I will
make it first.
I'll do my primal savagery cantrip and I will attack. I rolled a 1, so that's a fail.
Reroll it.
Okay, I got a 19.
There you go.
All right, 10 points of damage.
Okay, snippy predator. See, I'm pretty useful to have around since you're boomerang.
Oh, that was you. You're great. Hey, watch this. I yell really loud in this space, right?
Okay.
And I hit him from this space, and then I move to this space. Okay.
That's my your turn.
Yep.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow.
All right. We got 22 and 12 to hit Maeve. I think one's a hit, right?
22 would hit, correct.
15 damage.
What's half of 15? Is it 7? 7. 7. Uncanny dodge, if you need me to declare it.
No, I assume 20 to hit, 22 to hit. Those are two hits, right?
Still on me?
Yep.
Yes.
12 damage and 21 damage. So that's 33 damage additional to you. All right, go ahead, Grungar, as I resolve everybody else here.
Grungar is going to head back into this room and attack the sturdy predator. Does he get any kind of bonus because it's grappled by Philip?
I don't think so.
Interesting.
I feel like you're supposed to, but I don't think you do.
Yeah, it feels like that'd be like an advantage kind of situation, but yeah.
Restrained would be the condition, or grappled.
Attack rolls against the creature. Oh, not restrained?
Yeah, it's grappled. It's its own condition, it turns out. That's why it ends up not having advantage.
Oh, yeah. So restrained does give advantage, but grappled does not.
Yeah, Philip will say, well, hold on. I'll tie him up next round.
Give me 6 seconds.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Grungar is just going to swing at him.
Okay.
It's a 16 and 18 to hit.
18 hits. All right. Wily, you take 9 more damage.
9 more damage. Burnt. Oops. Get up your microphone.
There's going to be 13 slashing damage, and Grungar is going to throw in a Divine Smite at second level for 9 radiant damage.
Okay.
He's smited. So smited.
That is Grungar's turn.
Okay. We'll be on Alita.
Okay, I'm gonna move over here and help. Okay, first one misses, though, at 14. Let's try again. 19.
That's a hit.
Okay, 11 damage. Okay, so let's do the unarmed strike. Okay, that missed at 11. All right, so I think I'm gonna do the flurry of blows and spend a key point. 16. Goodness, it's really hard to get enough to hit these guys. Okay, yeah, 16's one more.
Just a mess. Yep.
19.
There you go.
Okay, so 5 damage.
Okay, is that your turn?
Yep.
Maeve.
Going to stab the tenacious P. 19 to hit.
That's a hit.
23 piercing damage. Then I'm going to disengage. That's my turn.
All right. It's going to be Wily. Maeve, when you get up there to the doorway, you see King Vence, Grungar, and Amir taking turns beating on a sturdy predator while Philip is trying frantically to tie it up. Go ahead, Wily.
I got a nat 20 on my attack for the Primal Savagery cantrip.
Damn.
And it will do 27 points of damage. And I'll roar at it again, and I'll move here. I'm trying to confuse it.
Okay. Well, it's definitely confused. Okay, so we're really close to 10:30. Do we want to finish this next time?
Sounds fine to me.
Yeah.
I just got to make a note to not forget my dagger and my bow to retrieve later, because I will definitely forget that.
Okay.
I use 3 hit dice that I can't mark off on my sheet, so I don't know how to mark them other than take a short rest on Beyond, so I only have 2 left.
I put notes on the board. Anything else to note other than Alita's running around with a dragon egg?
Yeah, because of my thing, I can't see any of this down here. Like, I know there's like a little thing here I can see from the doorway, but like I can see something here, but I can't see anything over here or
it's
here.
It's me.
It's kind of neat. Can't see shit.
Yeah, it's kind of an epic battle going on in here where you're soloing a bunch of raptor thingies with bat wings.
I was trying to get over to him, but they came for me.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and shut down the recordings. 2 weeks okay for people?
Should be.